From the St. Louis Public Radio Newsroom, this is The Gateway. It's Wednesday, February 11th. I'm Jonathan Aull, in for Abby Larico. A Florissant resident recently set a new world record. He correctly identified 34 pro-wrestling theme songs in just 60 seconds.
And I don't know every single theme there is, but I know like a good chunk. I'd say like 80% or so. Like I know a lot of themes from, you know, since like the 80s.
Coming up on The Gateway, St. Louis Public Radio's Jason Rosenbaum talks with Paul Morad about why pro-wrestling entrance music strikes an emotional chord with fans. Missouri Republicans are attempting a do-over with a law that would give the Secretary of State more authority over ballot summaries. That's after it was tossed out by the state Supreme Court last month. As St. Louis Public Radio's Sarah Kellogg reports, the new bill does not include the language cited by the Supreme Court that caused it to be overturned.
Last year, lawmakers passed a bill that allowed the Attorney General to challenge preliminary injunctions against state laws or constitutional provisions. But the Missouri Supreme Court found that this provision strayed too far from the underlying bill, which gave the Secretary of State greater power over ballot summaries. The court ended up tossing the whole law out. Now it's back without the Attorney General language. Democratic Representative Eric Woods says this legislation encourages bad behavior from the Secretary of State's office.
It incentivizes the Secretary of State to write the most wild argumentative ballot language as possible and then shoot it back and forth three times to see what sticks.
Woods also brought up Secretary of State Denny Hoskins admitting in early January that the language he wrote for an anti-redistricting ballot measure was flawed. In Jefferson City, I'm Sarah Kellogg, St. Louis Public Radio.
The Missouri Senate Education Committee advanced an effort to establish open school enrollment in the state yesterday. The legislation would allow schools to receive students from outside their districts. Proponents say it would let families choose a better education regardless of means. But Democratic Senator Maggie Nuremberg says the bill would destabilize school funding and the committee should be focusing on educational outcomes.
I'd love to spend just one hearing talking about what we can do to improve reading, writing, and arithmetic for kids across the state. I would love to spend just one hearing diving into the data.
The senators also discussed a bill that would prevent teachers from affirming a student's preferred gender but didn't vote on it. Teachers who violate the parameters would be fired and their teaching credentials taken away. But Ladue School Board District Chair Amy Hammerman says the bill would be another roadblock to a healthy educational environment.
Our teachers want to focus on our children learning. They don't want to focus on policing what the students are wearing and what their names are.
Other opponents say the bill would stop transgender youth from expressing themselves, leading to mental health concerns. The bill's sponsor, Green Valley Republican Senator Joe Nicola, says the current system lets schools keep secrets from parents. If passed, the bill would extend into new areas the state's attempts to block gender-affirming support for minors. Lawyers for the state argued in Cole County Circuit Court yesterday that congressional maps passed by the legislature to give Republicans another seat in Congress should take effect for this year's midterm elections. That's despite a petition to put the new maps to a statewide referendum. Attorneys representing the state told Judge Brian Stumpy that the maps should take effect until the Secretary of State has certified the signatures, a process that could take months. Lawyers representing the ACLU and a group of Missouri voters argued the gerrymandered maps should be suspended while the petition process plays out. Both parties agree the case has urgency, as the decision could determine which maps are in place for November's midterm elections. The judge is expected to issue a ruling next week. While Darren Bailey may be one of the most well-known Illinois Republicans, he lost to Democratic Governor J.B. Pritzker by 12 percentage points in 2022. He's hoping to challenge Pritzker again, but first he'll need to win the Republican primary in March. St. Louis Public Radio's Will Bauer spoke with Bailey on the Politically Speaking podcast.
After the 2022 loss, some Republicans are asking why they should nominate Bailey again in 2026. The Xenia Farmer says Republicans will need to unify around a candidate in order to beat Pritzker.
60% of Republican voters in 2022 chose me over, you know, five other candidates. The problem was everybody had fought so hard that after that race, everybody packed their stuff up and went home. So there was no unified effort thereafter.
Before running in 2022, Bailey served one term in the Illinois State House and State Senate. He unsuccessfully primaried Congressman Mike Bost in 2024. Like fellow Republicans, he believes property taxes and utility bills are too high, and he believes Democrats in Springfield are to blame. I'm Will Bauer, St. Louis Public Radio.
To hear the full interview, find Politically Speaking on stlpr.org or wherever you get your podcasts like this one. Professional wrestling fans can recognize a grappler's entrance music on command, but a Florissant resident took his memorization activity to another level. He set a world record for identifying the most WWE theme songs in the shortest amount of time. As St. Louis Public Radio's Jason Rosenbaum explains, Paul Morad's feat showcases the emotional power of music for pro wrestling fans.
Morad's journey to fame began when he saw a video from the YouTube channel Cultaholic where someone guessed 20 songs that get played when a WWE wrestler heads to the ring. He says he knew he could surpass that number.
And I don't know every single theme there is, but I know like a good chunk. I'd say like 80% or so. Like I know a lot of themes from, you know, since like the 80s.
So about a year ago, Morad went to the city of Florissant's James Egan Center, and he successfully guessed 35 theme songs in 60 seconds. As you can hear from the video of the world record, Morad took less than a second to guess some of the songs.
LA Knight, The Big Show, Gangrel, Nation of Domination, Kevin Owens, The Beast Street Posse, Rey Mysterio.
Morad's world record is impressive, really impressive. But it's not surprising. That's because professional wrestling thrives on repetitive spectacle. In, say, a 10-year span, a wrestler may showcase the same pose or finishing move hundreds of times to captivated audiences. And that means their entrance music becomes an integral part of their identity. Morad pointed out that entrance music can also punctuate a truly historic moment, like when Chris Jericho debuted in the WWE back in 1999.
Kind of knew, you know, he left WCW and you knew it was going to happen. So, but it was a cool moment, I'd say, especially him coming out to confront The Rock and really cut, you know, promo on him. And I think that was great.
While he appreciates Y2J's entrance music, Morad selected the New World Order's theme song as his favorite. That music played whenever a gang of World Championship Wrestling villains dressed in black and white t-shirts strutted to the ring in the 1990s, arguably the most successful period of time in professional wrestling history.
Kevin Nash, Scott Hall, those are kind of one of my favorite guys back in the day, and making the NWO, it changed wrestling. If it wasn't for NWO, we wouldn't have the boom period, and everybody wanted to follow. Attitude Era and all that Monday Night Wars, that was peak wrestling.
In any case, Morad says that he's received a ton of positive feedback about his record-breaking accomplishment. And he's also heard from people who are pretty confident that they could best him in guessing WWE themes really, really, really fast.
One guy said he can get 100 in a minute. I was laughing. I said, well, go for it. I said, if anyone could do it, do it. I'd like to see. But I mean, 100, I don't think that's possible.
And the fact that bombastic challengers are prepared to best Morad perhaps showcases just how ingrained professional wrestling is in our collective memories. I'm Jason Rosenbaum, St. Louis Public Radio. He's just a
common man. You can listen to Morad's full interview with Jason Rosenbaum about his Guinness World Record today at noon and 7 p.m. on St. Louis on the Air. Our Fred Ehrlich edited that report. The Gateway is a production of St. Louis Public Radio, music by Ryan McNeely of Adult Fur, but we kind of have to go out with more wrestling music. We're a member-supported service of the University of Missouri, St. Louis. I'm Jonathan All, and from the St. Louis Public Radio newsroom, this has been The Gateway.